Whatever your thoughts are on pumpkin spice, you may as well embrace it, because it's everywhere for the foreseeable future, in stores and in lattes. That also means it's time for Pumpkinland, Linvilla Orchard's annual Welcome to Fall event, starting on Saturday, going through November 5th. Hay rides, pumpkin picking, and other activities are highlights of the family-friendly theme. It's Hispanic Heritage Month, and the Franklin Institute is acknowledging it with a day of celebration on Saturday. They'll have food, panels, and music with special appearances by Telemundo 62's weather anchor Janet Bolivar and guest chef Javier Aramboles. It goes from noon to 4 p.m. and is free with museum admission. At Cherry Street Pier on Saturday, Native Americans celebrate their culture at the We Are the Seeds event. There'll be dance, music, and art, and after 5 p.m., a dance party hosted by Reboot NYC. The free event starts at noon. The Rittenhouse Square Fine Art Show turns the square into the city's biggest outdoor art gallery, and it's now in its 96th year. It's going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, showcasing art from local and national artists in multiple disciplines. The fall version takes place on the perimeter of the park, starting at 11 a.m. each day. Stagecrafters Theater in Chestnut Hill has also been around for 90-plus years. Their latest production is the 2005 Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Doubt.
It's about a young nun who's assigned herself to a life that she feels she understands, that's proscribed, that suddenly doesn't seem like what she signed up for.
That was Meryl Streep, who starred in the film adaptation. You can see the stage version of Doubt through Sunday, October 1st. Tonight's Thursday, which means the Eagles can go 2-0 at their home opener against the Minnesota Vikings. There are still tickets left for the game, which starts at 8:15 at the Link. You can find your seats via our website, whyy.org/things to do. Go Birds!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
From birds to beers. Not that much of a segue when you think about it. The Philadelphia Zoo is the site of the Oktoberfest, the annual event at the Philadelphia Zoo. It's going on Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. with over 100 regional and local breweries providing top quality tastings. Food trucks and music will be on site as well for 21 and over only. And it's for a good cause, supporting the nation's oldest zoo. You wouldn't drink and drive, and neither will the participants in the Coatesville Invitational Vintage Grand Prix. The 7th annual car race in downtown Coatesville is for older cars only, from the 1900s to the 1980s. A pre-race gala tonight and two car shows make it a three-day weekend, with the Grand Prix happening on Saturday. Didn't that song take you back? It should. Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer came out in 1986. But it still sounds fresh, because he was ahead of his time, not just with the song, but with the award-winning video. He'll be in town at the Wells Fargo Center on Saturday at 8 p.m.
It was a beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass.
We realize not all weekends end with champagne, but the best ones do. R&B crooner Ne-Yo is in town to toast it up on the Champagne and Roses tour with Mario and Pleasure P. They'll be at The Man on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Wishing you roses and champagne, or at least the experiences that deserve them, as we wind down this week's Things to Do. But we'll be back next Thursday with even more events. head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for more details on what you've heard and why you should be heading to the Winter Tour Museum in Delaware to check out the Ann Lowe exhibit. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.